There are a lot of measures, like before they sign up contract and things of that sort, that they need to follow and things, you know, and things. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that, like they go and set up some of these mining activities in the villages or some in big towns and things of that sort. And probably in most cases, the one who might be in charge of, let's say even the head of the waste disposal or whatever name they might give to that unit, might be a member of that company, not from Ghana or something of that sort, you know. So it will be pretty hard for them to retrace until an issue comes up and then villagers begin to see a change in their water or some kind of outbreak comes in, then people around will kind of be alarmed that no, something is going wrong, you know. And then authorities might then want to investigate or go into great detail what kind of activities are going on before they can really know the roots of some of this problem. It kind of becomes tough for them in many of these cases. Needless to say, there might even be some Ghanaians even who are in positions that are aware this process or that process need not to go on. We need to take appropriate measures. They might even ignore it and then put it on deaf ears until something comes up. We don't have that strong of a network except in the big cities or the big towns, but like in the remote villages and things of that sort. The inspector probably might go there once in a month or something of that sort, you know. And besides, corruption is another big issue. You know, for example, if he knows very well that, oh, you are not supposed to do this, but hey, and you are doing it, he comes in to inspect or something of that sort, it's even possible that the inspector himself might be bribed. You know, in that sense, the real authorities will not know what exactly is going on, and because the personnel on the field themselves are corrupt. All boils down back to the concept of people thinking of what they will eat, where they will sleep, more than the environment. Who cares, you know? That's what becomes the bottom line.